1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump spoke today to the leaders of Ukraine and Russia and said afterwards they would negotiate a ceasefire. Analyst Beth Noble.
It's good news that there will be talks towards a ceasefire in Ukraine. A lasting peace in Ukraine is going to be tough to negotiate.
It's not clear when or where the talks will take place. Israel allowed aid into Gaza today, but it was only a trickle, as Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The five trucks carrying baby food and other aid were the first humanitarian assistance to enter Gaza in almost 3 months.
The UN called it a drop in the ocean. President Trump today appeared to suggest former President Biden's cancer diagnosis was known earlier.
I think it's very sad, actually. I'm surprised that it wasn't, you know, the public wasn't notified a long time ago.
Biden's office announced yesterday he had an aggressive prostate cancer. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week on Thursday. The National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys on Friday and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita Scale. The National Weather Service says winds of 125 miles per hour hit New Richmond in far northwest Wisconsin, and 120 mile per hour peak winds destroyed parts of Juneau, Mayville, and Colby in southern areas of the state. And the tornado in Juneau was on the ground for over 9 miles. The others were rated EF1s with 95 mile per hour winds in Lumira, Christie, and another in Juneau that hit the airport. The rest were EF0s in Rib Falls and Loyal, with around 80 mile per hour winds there. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes in total this year, all of which appeared on April 28th. Now, in just 2 days so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total. The state's average is 23 per year. Last year, we broke records with 45 tearing through our backyard. Tornado season lasts through August, but twisters can touch down any time of the year, and June is the peak month for them. And Johnson and journalists are getting together later this month. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Senator Ron Johnson will headline a newsmaker luncheon hosted by the Milwaukee Press Club and WisPolitics.com on Wednesday, May 28th. Johnson will give brief remarks before taking questions from a panel of local journalists and the audience at the Newsroom Pub. The event starts at a little before noon that day. It is open to the public with advanced registration required.
And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is currently accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. The agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
A win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-2 victory over the Twins, ending Minnesota's 13-game winning streak. Top of the eighth, the Twins' Royce Lewis looked as if he'd hit his second home run of the day. But Jackson Churio, filling in the past week at center field, made the play of the day on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Tying run at the plate in the top of the eighth. Fly ball left center, Churio back.
Brewer closer Trevor McGill saw Churio's catch from the bullpen.
Dude, I turned around last second. I just saw a glove like peeking over the wall with the ball, and I freaked out. That was badass. You know, him in center field, you know, I'm really liking what I'm seeing from him.
Tonight, the Brewers open another home series against the Orioles. NBA, a report says Giannis Antetokounmpo will meet with the Bucks this week in Milwaukee to review the season and discuss what's next moving forward with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers possible late, and a low in the low 40s. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday, a high in the low 50s. It's 55 right now.
The Maggie Don Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Don Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will review all things Wisconsin with Pat Kreitlow and then Missy Hughes. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation going to talk about Wisconsin business and tariffs.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I got a case of the Mondays, and it feels amazing. Great to have you here as we kick off a brand new week with so much potential. All the things that could possibly happen and all the experiences we can have on hand and teed up for a new week of Nightlight or non-Nightlight. Whatever you got going on in your life, have a great week, everybody. And this is a great way to start it. It's great to have you. Conrad, how you doing?
I am doing good. It was a fun weekend.
Yeah, you golfed, you said.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That wasn't the fun part, though. You know, what was fun is just doing laundry. That was just so fun.
Did you have to wash your golf pants?
Yeah, well, I wore shorts, so that was, you know, I made a mistake going out there with shorts and just a
tiny... Oh, it's cold.
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, my brother and my sister-in-law and some of his friends were at the state dart tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was at the Rush Center. Rush Expo. Yeah. Okay. And they got fourth place.
Was golf too athletic for them, so they had to switch to darts? How does that work?
What was funny is I texted my brother on Saturday, which he did. They had the state tournament on Saturday as well, but they did good enough to move on to Sunday.
Oh, that's cool. I love darts.
I was like, do you want to golf on Sunday? He's like, well, I'll let you know. And he's like, you should come down. I watched them get fourth. And he's like, all right, ready for golf?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. How is it watching darts?
Hey, you know, actually, it was pretty intense. It was state. It was pretty intense,
cool.
You know.
Nice. They were.
It's not like pretty much everyone there is good at it.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know. So that was fun. And
that's
then
awesome.
It was his birthday, too. So
fourth was your brother's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh. Which, and he had a sports weekend.
Yeah, no, it was fun. And then, yeah, I watched Hacks,
the new season. Show. Very good show. I'm not on the new season.
I really enjoyed it. There's some moments in it, like, kind of cringe.
Yeah.
Make me a little cringy, you know?
I love it.
Other than that, like, no, it's so far, I think there's going to be, like, a couple more episodes left or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Our pal Rose Abdu, of course, is on Hacks.
Yes.
She's
yep.
always fun to have on the show, and she does a great job on Hacks as well. I had a great weekend. It was nice until Sunday. It got a little cold, but it was a beautiful weekend with friends. And I mentioned last week we had a family friend who passed, and so we were all kind of hanging out, and that's fun. And we've got services coming up this coming weekend, which a ton of people are coming to town for, so... It sounds like it'll be another busy but fun weekend on the holiday weekend. Are you, you got big plans?
I do not. I was, you know, my sister-in-law invited me to go camping with her family, and you know, but last time I did it, we slept in a tent. I can't do a tent.
The tents suck. You got to love camping to do that.
Like, I said, You know, I'd love to, but I don't think I could do a tent. She's like, why not? And I'm like, you know, I think I enjoy glamping more.
You enjoy what?
Glamping.
What's that, glamorous camping?
Yeah. Well, you know, camper, RV. Yeah.
Oh, that's glamorous. Compared to a tent, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you.
Last time, my back hurt for like a week straight.
Yeah, I've never been a big camper. Can't do it. But I've done it, and it can be fun. It's fun to be with people and hang out, but just not my cup of tea. Great show tonight, folks. Great to have you here, whether you're joining us on the stream or the app or on the radio. The phone lines are open. Let us know throughout the show what you think. We have some fun topics and some fun guests tonight. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 6:35 tonight. She is always fun to have on Nightlight, and she has her own show now. So a lot has happened to Dr. Lierley since she's last spent any sort of significant time with us. She'll be here at 6:35. We'll ask her about her show. And she has two people she really likes to follow on Instagram. We'll have to ask her about
that.
Because I didn't know she was such a big fan of magic. That's kind of cool. She performs magic every day because she's a doctor and she delivers babies. Yeah. So maybe the more ethereal, I don't know. It'll be fun to talk to Kristen. We got a lot to catch up on. She'll be here in studio. And then my pal Steve Segrin will be here at 7:35. Steve is an artist, an actor, and a former stand-up comedian. Very funny guy. I've actually cast him myself in a couple things. So it'll be fun to talk to Steve. He's always a blast. That's at 7:35. We've got a question we're about to lay on you people. It was the last episode of Saturday Night Live for its historic 50th season last Saturday. So our question of the night revolves somewhat around Saturday Night Live. Why don't we just do that right now, Conrad? Let's get to it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite SNL cast member of all time? Not character on the show, but actual actor, comedian, whomever. Whoever is your favorite, let us know. And this will be interesting because there's a wide range of, well, there's a couple generations to choose from. You got the Not Ready for Primetime players, the original cast. Then Bill Murray joined right after that, after season one, Chevy Chase left. Then you've got the cast that I remember the most, which is Phil Hartman, Dana Carvey, John Lovitz, Kevin Nealon. But that Not Ready for Primetime players cast, that was great. Jane Curtin, Gilda Radner, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. It's tough to compete. I don't know. It's tough. And then my son said Bill Hader
and
that group. He likes that group. Conrad, I'm sure you have opinions. I will say I was talking to my son earlier today, Joe, and he said typically, or he's read that whatever the ensemble was when you were in middle school is typically the cast you gravitate towards. And I thought that was interesting.
I don't think that for me.
Okay.
It would be Kate McKinnon.
Well, of course. I didn't even have to ask you.
Yeah,
I was waiting,
you know,
because I knew you couldn't wait to share the name Kate McKinnon again.
She makes me laugh every
time
I see her.
She is absolutely hilarious. And I mean, if you break it down to go male and female, for me, it might be Kristen Wiig and Gilda Radner, a tie. But I think my favorite all around is just who made me laugh consistently was Phil Hartman. And from that group, I had trouble choosing between him and Dana Carvey. But I'm going to go Phil Hartman as my all-time favorite. You say Kate McKinnon. What do you, our cherished listeners, say? Let us know who your favorite cast member of Saturday Night Live was. If you want to share a character, that's fine too. Even a skit, great, go for it. But our specific question is, who is your favorite SNL cast member of all time? You got 50 years to choose from, folks. We have a clip we'll play. Do we have time to play that now?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that. This is Mike Myers. Okay, I got to set this up. Several years ago, Mike Myers was on a benefit with Kanye West. And they were trying to raise money for Katrina victims. And Mike Myers, who I don't know if he was still on Saturday Night Live at the time or not, but he was talking about where you can donate. And Kanye West went on this rant about people in New Orleans. And frankly, a lot of what he said is probably true, but it had nothing to do with what they were talking about. And Kanye West just kept looking at, I'm sorry, Mike Myers just kept looking at Kanye West like, oh my gosh, he's going totally off script. So that was a little contentious for the two of them. So they did a parody of that this past weekend on the season finale. Started out in an elevator with Mike Myers, Scarlett Johansson, and then Kenan Thompson joins in and plays Kanye West. And well, let's just hear what we hear.
Or know what celebrity you're going to run into here.
That's true. Oh my God, is that Kanye West?
Yeah, what you talking about? Spotify removed my song, fam. Come on, give me one good reason. Besides that, how is it not relatable? Everybody got a cousin.
I guess it's my stop. Again, so nice to meet you, Mr. Meyer.
No, it is not. It is not your stop.
What are you doing?
You can't leave me alone in here with him.
It's fine. I heard he's a delight.
Oh, hey, you Mike Myers, right?
Kanye, what's up, man?
It's just Ye now.
Sorry, Ye. I guess it's been a while.
Yeah, since that Hurricane Katrina benefit.
Yes.
You know, when I told the world that George Bush don't care about black people on live TV.
Yes.
And
yes.
You just had to stand there looking stupid.
Yes, so what have you been up to?
Oh, me? I'm in the KKK now.
Of course you are. Yes, yes.
How's your kids?
My kids? My kids are safe.
That's good. Family stability is important.
Isn't it, though? Yes. Yeah.
This Diddy stuff is crazy, right?
What?
Diddy. He's on trial right now for like a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's so crazy, man. You think you know a guy, turns out to be a full crazy monster, man.
Yeah, right. So what happened to you?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Not one thing.
Let's wait for the next one.
Yeah. No, come back! There's plenty of room in here. There's plenty of room in this elevator.
So, Myers, that Jewish?
Protestant, actually. Protestant, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We should take a selfie together. Come on.
Hold on one second. And elevators are so slow sometimes. What was that?
You must have hit stop or something. I think we stuck, man. We're gonna be here for a while now.
Oh, no. Should we jump up and down till something happens?
Nah, man. I don't like doing crazy stuff.
You don't understand. I get really claustrophobic.
Oh, trust me. I understand. I'm a few phobics myself.
Yeah.
But right now, we just need to relax. You want some knots?
No, I'm good. I just gotta get out of here.
Calm down, Mike. You sounded like a lunatic. Why don't I play you my next single, man? It's a love song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Squeezing on My Grandpa Booty.
Just for sheer longevity, Kenan Thompson has been on this show longer than any cast member in history. He is always funny. I don't know that he's ever like the funniest guy on the show. But he's so consistent and so funny. So that was kind of cool. And it was cool to see Mike Myers back on the show, too. All right. Another thing happening this week. Very exciting. May 23rd, Mission Impossible, the final installment, Dead Reckoning. The Final Reckoning, actually. Mission Impossible, the Final Reckoning is the actual title. It has been getting worldwide premieres at Cannes Film Festival in New York over the weekend. It's already made $12 million. It's not even in theaters yet. This thing is going to go through the roof. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. We're organizing a big group to go on Sunday. Conrad, it might be worth a trip to Marinette, an hour north.
I'm excited for it.
It's going to be that much fun. I think it's going to be great. It's gotten... The buzz is crazy. The stunts are great. It's Tom Cruise's best. And this is the biggest release, I think, box office release that I can, in modern memory, maybe since the last Mission Impossible. I mean, all the Marvel ones are big, but they're all sort of big. This is huge. I can't even begin to say how excited I am to see this movie. This is what movies are all about. This is the blockbuster, the summer blockbuster, ladies and gentlemen, starting this Friday. Tom Cruise has been getting standing ovations everywhere he's gone where this is played. And the buzz is real, folks. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here at 6:35 in studio. Then my buddy Steve Segrin at 7:35. We've got a lot to talk about with Dr. Kristen. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to read your texts when we come back. and talk about a new Millhouse. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brought on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's finally Monday, folks. Let's rejoice. We've got a whole week of shows here at Nightlight to keep you entertained and entertain ourselves, frankly, because all of you that listen are my entertainment as well as hopefully we entertain you as well every night. But thank you for listening. And if you're listening on the stream, Conrad, how can people do that?
Yeah, if you want to go to Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, WISS, or WGBW, and on YouTube, Civic Media, or WGBW, and on Twitter or X or Twix, WGBW or Civic Media.
Lots of ways to reach us and be part of the show. Our text line is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you're following or watching on the stream, give us a like or a follow if you don't mind on Facebook or YouTube or X. What do you call it now?
Twix.
What are we calling it? Twix. I like Twix. So, but great to have you with me, folks. We got a fun show tonight. And our question of the night is, who is your favorite SNL cast member? Not necessarily character, although you're welcome to share that as well, if you like. But we're wondering who your favorite SNL-like actor or comedian is. So many great ones. Dave on the stream says Eddie Murphy. I kind of forgot about Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I forgot he was on SNL.
And even more so, I forgot about Joe Piscopo, but there's good reason for that. Eddie Murphy was, I think it was pretty much he and Joe Piscopo were like the two marquee names. And that was right, was that right after the Not Ready for Primetime Players? But Eddie Murphy's great. Good one, Dave. Dave also says Chris Farley from Madison. How about Chris Farley?
Oh,
how
yeah.
do we forget Chris Farley, right?
My favorite male.
Favorite male?
Yeah. Just of all time.
Yeah, he's great. And the stories that surround Chris Farley in the writer's room, and if you've read books about Saturday Night Live, Chris Farley had fun and really entertained people on and off stage.
You know, and like with SNL, people like going off doing their own movies, sometimes they're clunkers, you know?
Yeah.
I think Chris Farley had really good...
I agree.
As a cast member, really good movies.
And there were movies that the cast members did that Lorne Michaels was also a producer on. And I think Tommy Boy was one of them. The David Spade movies, the Rob Schneider movies. I don't know if you could count Chevy Chase's movies like that because his were separate films, as were Bill Murray's. So that would be a different category, but that would be a good question one night too. Best Saturday Night Live films. But that's a great category too. We have to do, here's Daniel Wheeler says, Will Ferrell. He broke so many of his fellow cast members with his offbeat characters. Their attempts to stifle laughter made the skits even funnier. He also elevated cowbell to a top-tier musical instrument. That's true, and you just forget. It's not like I forgot Will Ferrell was on SNL, but there are so many characters that didn't come to mind right away that we're probably going to be hearing about throughout the night. JB Thompson, agreeing with me. Phil Hartman, amazing actor. I agree, JB. Guy behind the guy. Phil Hartman had a bit part in Quick Change and was hilarious. Just as a guy who was a renter with his wife, he just makes everything funny. Ezekiel Drew says, it's go time. Picture Chris Farley. I think we know where Ezekiel's loyalties lie. Sarah Jean on social media says, oh man, way too many favorites. David Spade, Kevin Nealon, Eddie Murphy are probably some of my top favorites. I take that back. Add Damon Wayans and Phil Hartman. Dude, Damon Wayans?
Yeah, I didn't even know he was on SNL.
I didn't either. But did I? I don't know. I totally forgot. I think we got to go to the Google.
He's on it.
And then we've got on the text line. Boy, these are all great, though. Monica from Mount Horeb says, Gilda Radner. Outstanding choice, Monica. And Gilda Radner talk about a life that's cut too short. Damon Wayans purposefully got himself fired from SNL by going off script. I snapped. I just did not care. He said that?
I typed in Damon Wayans SNL, and that's the first thing that popped up.
That's great. And he did not do the Larry David where he told off Dick Ebersol and marched out and then went back in like nothing happened. Just like the character he wrote, George Costanza did that. But Larry David did it successfully. Damon Wayans obviously just wanted to leave. He had a lot of other stuff going on, too. Melissa from Madison also says, Gilda, great choices. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Monica. Love Gilda Radner. Steve from Florida says, I got to say, Chris Farley has been my favorite SNL character, maybe because his hometown was Madison. Yeah, that's a good reason. But regardless of where Chris Farley is from, you're not being a homer. He's just hilarious. No.
Yeah,
he'd be up there no matter where he was from.
And he graduated from Madison, right?
I think he grew up in Madison spent his whole life there until he went to Chicago and did Second City. Fairly certain. Brian from Milwaukee says, Sherry O'Terry. Oh, nice pull. Will Ferrell and Dan Aykroyd. There's a nice varied time stretch there. Sherry O'Terry, I forgot about. Rachel Dratch is hilarious, too. Debbie Downer is one of my favorite all-time SNL characters. Steve also said about Chris Farley, he always made me laugh uncontrollably. Agreed, Steve. Brian from Milwaukee says, David Spade, can't forget Gilda Radner, who married Gene Wilder, who is from Milwaukee. You see how everything, ladies and gentlemen, comes back to Wisconsin. Wisconsin is the center of the universe, both comedically and non-comedically. We have... texts. I always like to read these because I don't like to let texts go unread. But over the weekend, what was our question? The most disgusting food. We have Kristen Lyerly in the hizzy, ladies and gentlemen. She will be along, and I'm going to ask Kristen her least favorite food. Don't tell me now, though. Think about it. Ruminate. John Mino. This one made me laugh. I saw this over the weekend. Mino says oxtail.
That doesn't sound good.
I'll tell you what. It's not nearly as delicious as bull penis. We talked about that last week. DeAndre Marie, fantastic singer-songwriter who was on the show last week, says, oysters. I agree texture-wise, but I think we decided we liked oysters for the most part.
I like shellfish, so.
That's right. All right, we'll have to read the rest of these after. We got a break coming up. Kristen Lyerly is here. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, if you're nasty. If you know her from her own radio show. TV's down the block. That's coming. You got a face for TV. You don't, you're just putting your time in here in radio, and we know that. All right. We're coming right back after the news. Civic Media's news team is going to tell you what's up. Don't leave, folks. It's great to have you here. It's Monday. Let's do this. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. April's errors have brought May changes. Stuart J. Waddles has more from Milwaukee.
After a record-breaking turnout left some Milwaukee polling sites without ballots on April 1st, the city's election commission will now make a change. Going forward, they'll order enough ballots for every registered voter in future spring elections. Officials say the shortage forced some voters to wait hours, and while no one was officially turned away, leaders do admit that some may have left in frustration. The move comes as Milwaukee's election chief calls the incident a crisis that must not be repeated.
And an embattled judge is seeking donations, Lisa Hale reports.
Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, charged with helping a man evade immigration officials, is now seeking donations to cover the cost of her defense. She announced the fund Friday with a website saying that she will not take donations from Milwaukee County residents, attorneys who practice in the county, lobbyists, judges, county employees, or anyone with pending matters before any Milwaukee County judge. She also said that she will only take money from U.S. citizens. Her attorneys have called the case against her, quote, an unprecedented attack on the independent judiciary by the federal government, end quote. Dugan pleaded not guilty to the charges last week. Her attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the case.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting us to participate in the yearly Karner Blue Butterfly Volunteer Monitoring Program. Each year, the program seeks to track the endangered butterfly across the state. This helps DNR officials sustain their population. Wisconsin currently has the largest number of Karner Blue Butterflies remaining in the country. Registration and training materials can be found on the DNR website. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers possible late, and a low in the low 40s. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday. A high in the low 50s. Currently 57 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a three-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Seeing Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's a doctor. Dancing and air singing. Karaoke. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this beautiful Monday. Sunny, at least. I wouldn't say it's the warmest night we've ever had, but Steve Segrin will be here at 7:35. Renowned artist Steve Segrin and comedian, actor. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight, as I do, but not nearly enough. You haven't been here in a while, at least not for any length of time.
It's been a little while.
The world famous host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. This worked out really well because your name is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Can you imagine if you didn't get that gig and you're not even hosting your own show?
I'd be like, what?
What is going
on? Come on. You know, that was not my idea. I'm still a little uncomfortable with it.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm just like a kid from Kaukauna.
The streets of Kaukauna.
The streets on the north side.
The gritty north side.
I'm a north sider by Hain. Like that,
is that the tough
of town.
Part of town?
No.
Of Kaukauna? A tough part of town in Kaukauna is 41, driving through and having to smell whatever it is we smell there when we
money?
Drive through.
That's the smell is of money, Pete. Yeah.
I thought it was hog rendering or something, but whatever it is, it smells delightful.
It's the paper mill. Here's what Kaukauna is like. I grew up on the north side near Victor Hain Elementary School that was named after one of my high school friend's grandfathers.
Oh, wow.
Because everybody is related in Kaukauna.
Is that true?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's basically part of Green Bay, Metro, Appleton. Isn't it kind of...
We never came to Green Bay when I was little. We would always go to Appleton.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
They're all kind of connected.
Yeah.
Ish. It's maybe a little closer.
But they've got the football team here. Doesn't that do anything for you?
We didn't have tickets.
Huh?
Not the and North also, Siders. It was the 70s. So
you didn't need to come to Lambeau Field. At the...
Right? I mean, my parents were having a struggle time with it at home, so we didn't need to come all the way to Green Bay to struggle to watch the Packers lose.
It's great
but
to have you here.
We love our Packers.
Yeah. I've got the wrong set of questions here. Do you mind if I ask you questions about Steve Segrin? Is that a problem?
Yes.
I don't. You know, the last time I printed up like 1,000 questions for you, I don't think I got to one of them.
I know. Can I tell you my favorite SNL cast member?
Yeah, absolutely.
There are so many good ones. I'm one of those SNL people who, like, every Saturday, I look it up to see, is it a new episode or is it one that I haven't
still?
Seen before? Oh, I love SNL.
Nice.
Yes. And then my goal is to make it through Weekend Update. If I can make it through Weekend Update, then I feel like I have done my piece.
You don't feel so old. You feel like a kid again.
Yeah. Like I should maybe go to bed after that. But, you know, sometimes commonly I'll stay up.
Yeah.
And then some of the good skits are actually at the end.
Yeah. I think they can do like edgier stuff at the end too, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But my favorite was always when The Simpsons would make fun of Saturday Night Live and Krusty would say, when Krusty would host it, and he'd say, the last hour is a real garbage dump. He didn't have any problem going after him. Who, do you have a favorite cast member, though?
I would have to say, so many good ones.
Yeah.
What about Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Dave on the stream said Eddie Murphy, and I kind of forgot Eddie Murphy was on. Will Ferrell didn't even come to mind when I was trying to jog my brain, but there's so many great ones, and Molly Shannon and Gilda Radner and... Somebody said Sherry O'Terry. I like Kristen Wiig. She does the
crazy
tiny
funny.
Hands. I'm on the floor. Like, that is literally one of the biggest laughs I've ever had in my life.
Have you been seeing that skit, the Lawrence Welk skit, with like the I'm Debbie?
Yeah. We've played that on here before.
So they've been doing it recently with like the world leaders, and at the end it's I'm Denise, and it's Donald Trump with the little hands.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's hilarious.
I'll find it for you.
All right.
It's so good.
We could play that. So, all right. So your favorite, mm-hmm. though, is...
Oh, it's hard to pick. I don't like picking favorites.
Wait a minute. You brought this up.
Yeah.
You said, can I say my favorite? And I said, yes.
It's Eddie Murphy and Will Ferrell.
Oh, Eddie Murphy. Right.
And
okay.
Kristen Wiig's amazing.
What about Gilda? You go back that far with the show?
I do. Yeah. You know, it was so early. Like, the early cast members, I don't feel as connected to.
Yeah. Okay.
Anthony Michael Hall. Just
oh,
kidding.
Wow. Do you remember that's that? The down year. But a lot of people like that cast. It's crazy. Like, they're kind of forgotten about it. It was him and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
was a cast member.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot he was on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to ask you a question. This was last week's, I think it was it Friday night con that we did the worst food?
Yeah. Yep.
Food that literally makes you want to puke. Do you have a food, a least favorite food? John Mino said oxtail.
John Mino. Because that's
I know
all
exactly
they had
what
to
you
eat
meant when you said
up
that.
In Nagani.
Was oxtail?
Yeah.
You
have you been to Nagani?
I have, actually.
All
I did stand up there.
Walking around with no tails?
You got to go out and kill one for dinner. So it's a rough life.
That's right.
It's like growing up on the north side of Kakana, the gritty, the gritty streets. I don't remember what I said. What did I say last week? What was my least favorite?
I forgot too. I know mine was canned tuna.
Yeah, Conrad, can
I? Oh, really? I love canned tuna.
It's the smell. Oh. When you open it, I just can't do it. I can't get over that smell.
Do you have a little PTSD? Did you have a bad canned tuna?
No, my dad would feed my cats growing up canned tuna, and I'd just smell that when I'd go up in the kitchen or came home from school. I was like, how could you eat that?
What about tuna in a bag? You know they have the new bags. Does that bother you too?
I actually really like tuna. Tuna steaks.
Uh-huh.
Like some ahi, a nice ahi.
Yeah, that's good. It doesn't have that weird smell to it.
Right.
I don't know. When it comes out of a can, it's just like, ugh.
I worked in a salmon canning factory for one day in Alaska. One day. And they put everything in those cans. Like, they would just chop the
preservatives,
salmon
preservatives, you mean? Oh,
no, the salmon.
Salmon.
The salmon
wow.
would come out on a conveyor belt, and we were all just standing on the conveyor belt, and we would just grab a can and just shove salmon parts into it. And I was being picky, because I didn't want, like, spine and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, just put the salmon in the can. And I was like, I'm out. I can't do this.
And that's when you decided, I want to deliver babies.
I'm going to be a doctor instead.
Another leap from salmon factory to doctor. We've heard it a million times. I think I said like tapioca pudding. I don't like.
Oh, I like that.
Creamy. Like, I can't do Alfredo sauce. It's literally that kind of stuff. But I don't even remember what I said either. What the hell?
You know, I think I'll have to look it up.
You're coming up with a lot of things right now, though.
Well.
What about Bobo tea?
Is that what you brought me that night?
No, that was kombucha.
Kombucha, right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sorry to bring this up. I think I brought this up last time you were here, too. But I was telling my sister, I think, that there was placenta in that.
Well, it's called a SCOBY, but it's like a placenta.
But where does that come from? Was that part of a person at one point?
No. Okay. It's SCOBY is an
that
acronym. Something, bacteria and yeast, something. I'm sure somebody's going to text it and tell us what the acronym stands for. It's just this, it's like a living thing that actually ferments the tea. All it is tea.
Oh.
It's tea with sugar in it, and then the SCOBY ferments it. So you actually take the SCOBY out. You can eat the SCOBY. It's healthy. It's fine.
I did taste it. I was not afraid of it after you steered us properly and said, no, it's okay. You can, but it was never part of someone's body.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a relief.
But people think of it like it's like, because it floats in there.
It has a weird texture.
And, yeah.
It kind of, it's like an oyster, sort of, a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It
rubbery.
Was strange. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you said bologna.
Bologna. God, bologna, yeah.
Bologna?
I can't do bologna.
That was like a favorite food growing up. My mom would cut the edges. Like, she'd slice
cut the
into
crusts.
It.
Yeah.
Not the crust. She would like make like a vector into the center of the bologna, and then she'd fry it, and we would have fried bologna sandwiches.
People love it. I ate it as a kid with mustard.
Yeah.
You know what I can do? As far as cold cuts go or your cured meats, I can do salami with mustard and a piece of cheddar cheese or something.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Salami
great stuff.
Or summer sausage?
What's the difference? Because I almost said summer sausage. Are they that different?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
How
summer sausage is like the Wisconsin. It's brown. It's like smaller. It comes in the big thing. Salami tends to be like bigger, thin sliced. You get it at the deli.
Yeah, I think
it's
salami.
Pinker.
Salami then. And I don't, that kind of grosses me out now too, but I would muscle through it if the, if that sandwich is in front of me right now and I'm breaking a fast or something. Uh-huh. I would eat that because, but I have to look past the white specks in it. It's just fat, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I eat much differently than I used to. Not always. I mean, look, I'll mouse some Taco Bell once in a while.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I try not to eat that stuff.
Oh, I used to be able to put away a whole bag of taco-flavored Doritos.
Oh, taco is the best.
Oh, like taco. A regular size, yep. Big, like a normal size that a family would
absolutely
eat.
Absolutely.
I could pound one of those.
That was the first Dorito flavor I remember when I was a kid was just taco, like nacho cheese. When that came on the scene, it was like that became the new thing. And I was like, well, what about taco? Taco, I felt sorry for the taco flavored chips.
You can get them again, though. They're back.
Yeah, I know. It's like a retro thing.
It is.
All right. So let's talk about your show. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. She's in studio like she so often is here at Nightlight. And it's so great to have her here. She has her own show now. Uh-huh. You were a guest on everybody's show because uh-huh. everybody likes your insights and your intelligence and all that kind of stuff. But tell us about your show.
My show is all about Northeast Wisconsin. Yeah. It airs on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. And it's like a long form interview with somebody. Like last week, we talked with Eric Genrich, the mayor of Green Bay.
Yeah.
This week, we're having some folks, the mayor of Sheboygan, actually, and a school board member from Sheboygan, and someone who runs a daycare in Sheboygan to talk about what's going on with childcare in Wisconsin. You might be familiar that we are losing this giant federal subsidy. Governor Evers had it in the budget to backfill. Childcare providers only make like $13 an hour.
I know.
And childcare is super expensive, and it's almost unaffordable for a lot of parents. There are wait lists. We don't have enough centers. This is a crisis for families, and the Republicans
directly hurts the economy, too. Like, if people can't find people to watch their kids.
Right? They're not in the
workforce. I don't think people think of it like that. It's terrible.
Right?
So, yeah.
And that hurts your community. If you can't get people to come out and work in your small business, this is one of those complex problems that really needs a state or federal solution.
Right.
And it's not happening right now. So we're going to hear some stories. We're actually taping tomorrow. So this
so that's coming up Saturday.
That.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have opinions on this, folks, tune in this weekend. And, well, you pre-record, so you probably can't take text during the show, but do you get comments afterwards? Like, do people chime in after? And that's good.
Yeah, I get private messages on my social media accounts.
Okay.
I love that. I want to know what people want to hear.
Yeah.
And it's cool to have time. Like, when I got to talk with Mayor Genrich, it was just so neat to like tease him a little bit about not being a good athlete in high school.
You know that?
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Like, how often do you get to get that from the mayor? You know,
yeah.
He was like a real person. He was like, you know, I was good enough to play, but not good enough to play in high school.
Okay. And
I was like, me too. I'm less of an athlete, more of an athletic supporter. Right? So it was just, it's a nice, easy conversation. But we also get to talk about things that affect us here in the community.
Right.
So I don't know. I really like it.
I met Mayor Genrich.
Uh-huh.
Genrich.
Rick. I always get Genrich. Messed up because it looks like Rich.
Right.
It's Rick.
I think we were both guests on Mino and the Mayor one morning.
Uh-huh.
And he acted like it was my friend. And he said he was going to come on this show.
Uh-huh.
And he never did.
Oh, do you need me to do a solid for you?
That would be great because I never even asked him.
Yes.
But I would love to have it. He seemed like a good guy when I met him. He seemed like pretty cool.
He is a good guy.
Was he a good guest?
He was a really good guest. And he answered hard questions with like real answers. It wasn't like political talk or, you know, garbage. It was like, this is a tough answer. And I'm just going to tell you the truth.
Don't you love people like that? Like, they don't give you a canned response. He's a good mayor, right? Pretty good.
Yeah, I think he's a good one.
Better than Jim Schmidt was.
I'm
holding her feet to the fire. If Jim is listening, Jim, I had nothing to do with it. All right. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, folks. And we have a quiz for Kristen Lierley. And we'll talk a little bit more about her show and all kinds of fun stuff. I want to ask you about your documentary, too, if I could do that.
Oh, please.
That's all coming up. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't you forget.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mauler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwabe!
Thank you, Rich. Welcome back to Nightlight. That is a great nickname, wrestling, the Pine Tree Mall, because we have the Pine Tree Mall in Wisconsin, in Marinette. I don't even know if it's still called the Pine Tree Mall, though. It's gone through many iterations over the years. We used to do this thing where we would walk around the mall when we first moved back here, and my wife and I would try to pick out what store was where.
There was the back
Id,
in the day.
There was Musicland, yeah, the all these Id. Crazy, yeah, the Id Boutique.
Oh, I totally forgot about that place.
We had a Regis, we had a...
Oh, hairstylist,
I'm saying
yes.
That like that's a huge thing, it's not, it's a Regis.
No, but it, you was know, huge to
yeah.
us.
Osco was there, like all these old stores, Prangy Way. Anyway, crazy stuff.
Oh, now you're making me think of all those stores.
Probably not that different than Kakana, but Kakana's a little bigger than Marinette, I think.
We would go to Appleton.
Yeah.
We'd go to the, when so they would built we. The Fox or River Plaza. Mall, that was like a big deal.
Is that, was that post Port Plaza? Port Plaza was first, right?
But it was too far for us to drive from Kakana to
Kakana's
Green Bay.
Kakana's closer or... to Appleton than here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Port Plaza was a big deal, though. That was like a great, right across the street here.
I know. Yeah.
All right. So tell us, all right, we're talking about the Dr. Kristen Lierley show. Yeah. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. She's the host. How do you like hosting?
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so different than
you're really
being
good
a guest.
At it. You're like, you picked it up like in no time.
Oh, thanks.
And I had my doubts, I'll be honest. But was, no, you did very well.
It's like having a conversation.
Yeah.
As long as you can keep it going and ask interesting questions and try to take it in a way that people want to listen. I just, whenever I have a new guest, and most of my guests are not used to being on the radio, I always just tell them, we're just going to talk about the stuff that we usually talk about. So Justin Schumacher, who was my guest a couple weeks ago, he's the chair of the Town of Freedom, and he's also the director of the Outagamie County Park System. And he was super nervous.
I was listening to part of that. Yeah, that was a good interview.
Oh, but he didn't seem nervous because we had a great conversation beforehand. And I was like, listen, we're just going to have the same kind of talk that we did before. And in between when we were doing a break, he goes, this is my bar talk. I know how to do this. So it's just your bar talk.
Yeah.
Stuff that you would be talking to or talking to anybody about.
Is there a particular kind of guest you want to get on the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show? Do you have a mission, so to speak? Or are you just looking for interesting people?
I like to highlight the beauty of Northeast Wisconsin.
All right, I'll do your show. Jeez. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
No, that's what it is. It is just, there are so many hidden treasures here.
Yeah.
So whatever we can do to bring people together to have that conversation so that other people in the community can go, oh, the Children's Museum, or oh, I didn't know that about Freedom, or oh, I didn't know that Eric Genrich was not a good athlete. Just kidding. Just kidding, Mayor. You are a good athlete, just not good enough to play in high school.
If I ever get him on the show, I would love to have him do something athletic or sports related in here. Let's put our thinking caps on.
You should ask him.
I could get a basket back there.
Think so?
What are those little Nerf hoops?
Nerf hoops. See if he can dunk.
See if he can dunk.
Right. We'll deny that. You also did a great episode about Make America Healthy Again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something. You're a doctor, and I know you're an OBGYN, but give me three things people can do where they don't have to spend a lot of money and they can just become healthier.
Yeah, eat well, exercise, and get some sleep.
Okay.
How's that? Is that
what you
were expecting?
Quick, because I was hoping that would last to the end of the segment, but you really crushed that answer.
There's so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not about buying the right supplement. Most supplements are garbage. Like a good multivitamin, yes.
Yeah.
Because we don't eat nutritionally complete diets. But otherwise, all the different supplements that you get sold, you know, they might make you feel good for a little while. There's a lot of placebo, but supplements aren't regulated. So you don't actually know bottle to bottle what you're getting because there's no testing for that.
Those are not FDA approved. Is that what you're telling me?
They are not. Supplements
I don't even know
not,
if we have an FDA anymore, but just.
Supplements are not FDA approved.
But how are they? How do they pull that off? Are they safe? I mean, you're a doctor. What do you think?
Are they safe?
I don't drink energy drinks. I don't even do high fructose corn syrup, although I was craving a Coke last weekend and I had a Coke that tasted amazing. But even if I do soda, I'll try to do like real sugar. Not that that's healthy, but like I am more conscious of what I'm putting into my body these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a six pack. It's under a few layers, but it is there.
It's under your bed and you pull out one at a time.
It's under my stomach, sadly. But there's a lot to be said about that. Like, you know, eating right, sleeping. Why is that so hard to do? People drink energy drinks, and I just want to say, drink some water and then go to bed. And it's the same thing.
I think it's marketing, don't you think? It's capitalism, it's access.
Yes.
That's the stuff that you can easily get. I love that Quick Trip now has fruits and cheeses and meat and things like that that are more healthy, but they've got a giant chips aisle. And all the candy. And we tend to gravitate toward the garbagey stuff because it's prettier.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, I don't agree with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on a lot of things, but there are a lot of dyes and things in foods that are not good for us.
Absolutely.
But Americans love colorful food.
Yeah.
And hands down, we will choose the prettiest food every single time. And it's not going to be the greenest spinach.
Right.
So that's really tricky. How do we change our food so that Americans still want to eat it?
You're right, though. I cannot stand being sold stuff. I'm so done. Stop with your stupid product. Mm. I can't. Everywhere you go, there are ads trying to get you to buy stuff. Mm. And I'm off topic because this isn't just food related. I just can't stand being told what to buy or even suggested. It's like, I know what I want. Mm-hmm. And a part of it is just I'm at the point in my life where I know what I want. I'm not going to buy your stupid product if I don't like it. But but I agree. Everything is, and you know, you've seen like in I think it was the documentary Forks Over Knives where you go through a checkout aisle.
Uh-huh.
That's all garbage food. Like they
that
want you to
impulse.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, all right, Dr. Kristen Lierley is here tonight. She is the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, coincidentally enough.
Crazy.
And we're going to give her a quiz. Conrad, what is the quiz again?
It's a Northeastern Wisconsin quiz.
Are you ready for that?
Yes.
I think you'll do okay.
Okay.
We might have a couple baby delivering questions in there, too. But...
Sweet. Yeah. I just came back from the conference, so I'm ready.
Oh, we got to talk about that, too. All right. Mm-hmm. Lots coming up still, folks, with Kristen Lierley. Intermission happens now. Learn something. Civic Media's news team is going to crush it and keep you informed. We are coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and subsequent talks with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and NATO leaders, President Trump says the two sides will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and possibly an end to the war. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
President Trump seems to be getting those two sides, Russia and Ukraine, to engage in a meaningful way for the first time since the war began.
The NTSB is now on site of the crash of a ship into the Brooklyn Bridge, which killed two young cadets. Federal accident investigator Brian Young.
Our recorders group, once getting aboard the vessel, will make a full assessment of any recording devices, and we will capture that information and retrieve it.
Vice President J.D. Vance is among those questioning the timing of former President Biden's cancer diagnosis.
We really do need to be honest about whether the former president was capable of doing the job.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.